This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's getaway day for millions of Americans as we approach the July 4th holiday, but there are challenges for travelers. Airlines are short-staffed. Many have trimmed their summer schedules. Experts say you should be ready for crowded airports, full planes, and higher than normal chances your flight will be delayed or even canceled. And if you're driving, gas is $4.84 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's high, but 8 cents cheaper than a week ago. Abortion and women's rights are priorities for a growing percentage of Americans, according to a new AP poll. The AP's Ben Thomas.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 22% of Americans listed abortion or women's rights among problems they want the government to work on. That's nearly tripled since December and comes after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. On Thursday, the Supreme Court limited the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate power plant pollution. That could make it tougher for the Biden administration to fight climate change.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Gunfire in Newark, New Jersey last night. 9 people wounded outside a grocery store. Police searching for a vehicle believed involved.
We do have a vehicle that is of interest at this point. It's a white Honda Pilot stolen out of Jersey City, and we're following that lead.
Several police officers were shot and wounded while trying to serve a warrant in Kentucky. One suspect's in custody, and at least one other person was killed, say authorities, but there aren't any details yet. Ukraine says Russian missile attacks on residential buildings near Odessa have killed at least 18 people. 2 of them were children. Today, basketball star Brittany Griner's trial is starting in a Russian court, months after she was arrested on cannabis possession charges at an airport. This is AP News. A U.S. official says the migrants who died in San Antonio had cleared a checkpoint. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
A U.S. official tells the Associated Press the tractor-trailer used in a human smuggling attempt that left 53 people dead in San Antonio had passed through an inland U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint during its journey. The truck went through the checkpoint on Interstate 35, located 26 miles northeast of Laredo, Texas. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. It is unclear if border agents stopped the truck and questioned the driver or if the rig went through unimpeded. Inland border checkpoints, considered a second line of defense, are generally located up to 100 miles from the border. There are roughly 110 such checkpoints along the Mexican and Canadian borders. I'm Mike Gracia.
Slightly fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. The job market's still strong, but layoffs are rising in some sectors of the economy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.